It's week two of the preseason, and birds are flying south to take on the Jags in Jacksonville. With expectations high for the upcoming season, the time is now to prepare for the gridiron battles that lie ahead. 24 days separates the Birds and Eagle Nation from another season, with hopes of a parade down Broad Street. This is the Fanatic Pregame Show with former Eagle Jason Avant and Devon Gibbons, live from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Now, here's Devon Gibbons and former Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant.
Yes, indeed. What's going on, y'all? As we broadcast live from Bensalem, live at the new Sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. Make sure you guys come on out to the pregame show. When you hear that, you know it's football season. You hear Jason Avant is back. Yo. I'm next to him. So we're getting back together for the pregame show, man, preseason style. What's going on?
I'm excited about this season. Everyone in Philadelphia is excited about the season. So much potential, so many things that can shake up the roster. So I'm excited about this season, excited to be here at Parks Casino. Let's have at it.
Let's have at it. No question about it. A lot of expectations. But first, we have to say that we are in for Anthony Gargano, who's normally here on Thursday, 6 to 7 for Cousins Corner. We are here once again at the all-new Sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. Don't forget the Parks Casino Sportsbook app is now live in PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Jay, game two of the preseason against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Eagles lost last week to the Tennessee Titans, opening things up. No starters played. A few of the guys that we expect to see regulars. We saw Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard. We expect those players to be in the rotation. Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas as well. But no Carson Wentz.
No one
on the offensive line that we expect to see. None of the offensive weapons outside of Dallas Goedert. We didn't see any of the other big names. And the same can be said for tonight against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
No starters out there. So first, last week, what did you think? Was that the right approach last week that Doug Peterson went? And once again, we get it here for game two in Jacksonville. No big names out there.
Well, offensive line, you understand. Like, you understand that Jason Peters is older and maybe he needs a break, but he has the longevity and he has, you know, the experience to miss a game or two. Same way with Brandon Brooks coming off of a season in injury, so you understand those things. But in order to play football in this league, you have to gel. And live bullets during a live game is everything. Thinking that you're going to be prepared for NFL season just doing practice and doing training camp, you're deceiving yourselves. That's why the Patriots, year after year, do it the same way over and over again. You're going to play, the starters are going to play the first quarter, first game, second game, they're going to play the first two quarters, third game, they're going to play three quarters, fourth game, they don't play, getting ready for the season. That's how you're supposed to do it, so I'm not a fan of the new NFL at all. I think it's making us softer, and it's going to lead to bad tackling at the beginning of the season. We're going to give up points, things that it's just due to happen when you don't tackle people live. You have to tackle people live and get them on the ground. We have a bunch of guys that hadn't tackled great, like Sidney Jones. He's out there.
Yes.
But you need those live bullets for everyone in order to be good in the season.
But what about when you hear Doug Peterson during the week speak during his media availability after practice at training camp, and he says openly that he does try to simulate it as best as possible, where it is somewhat of a live game situation for the players who are not, as we know, the offensive line not getting out there and some of the other skill players not being out there as well.
No, adrenaline is different. The game is different. Practice is practice. Even though it's training camp and the stakes
are high. Loving
that
you're saying this.
Yeah, I'm like Iverson. He's talking about practice. You know what I mean?
No, because, listen, when we do the shows at night, you know we do the shows at night, and I've been having this back and forth with the guys, Joe Torti and Pat Egan, about they need to at least, if they're not going to play in games 1, 2, and 4, I want to see some series, 1, 2, maybe even 3 series from Carson Wentz and the starters, just because, as you said, it's the new NFL.
Yeah.
So if that is the case, I wanted to see those guys out there just to break that sweat, just to get some things going, see a different opponent,
exactly,
and feel like you're back in the mix of being out there on the football field.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like, I agree. This game is dangerous. You sign up for it. You put your name on the line. It's a part of the game. And you can't, you know, be afraid to walk outside because it may rain. Like, you have to go out there knowing that, okay, injuries is high. And, you know, this is a football game that I sign up for. And in order to get ready to play football, I have to play real football. And practice is not real football. It's just that. It's practice. And guys are looking out for each other. They're making deals. They're saying, hey, you know what? When the run comes, just let me go and make the tackle. Things like that. In a game, a guy's job is on the line. He's trying to devour you. And you have to figure out a way to beat a man that doesn't want to be beat. And that's what National Football League is about, and that's why you should play the game.
Well, a lot of the conversation with that starters not available, quarterback Carson Wentz specifically, is the injury history, if you will. Coming back from the ACL a year ago, played last season. We know it was cut short. Last season cut short because of the back.
Yeah.
So now he's coming back, and there is the fear that you don't want to put him out there in the event that once again he gets hurt in a meaningless game like preseason. I, again, like you now, understanding, we agree with one another that he should be out there. How do you ease the fans' minds if this is the approach that they're looking at when it comes to, you know what, he'll be fine once we get to Washington week one?
Nothing happens like that. I'm not trying to be negative. Nothing happens in life like that. It's, you have to have some type of live. You just have to. Now, will he be ready because he's a great player? I'm pretty sure that he's going to be ready enough to win the game. Will he be at his peak? No. It's not to start. You need that. You need a chance to get hit, to get back up again, all of those things. It will be shock for him when it comes out to the first game against Washington, and not having a single rep is going to be a shock for, you know, a few plays at least, maybe a series, maybe a game. You don't know. Do I think we're still going to win? Yes, because our team is so much better than most people's team, you know, most teams in the NFL. But will he be dragging? Will he be rusty? I think so.
Now, I'm glad you're saying that again. Let's give out the numbers now so people can get in having – hearing you say this about the players playing and getting out there and getting that live action is nothing like it. 610-632-0975. Jason Avant, Devon Givens live from Parks Casino in Bensalem at the all-new Sportsbook. Make sure you guys come on out. We're here for the hour 6 to 7 leading up to Jacksonville and Philadelphia preseason action number 2.
The TVs here are crazy.
Everywhere. Look how huge they are. Look at the theater seating that is right here.
The longest continual television in the country.
I like
longer than Times Square.
I love it. And you have to figure, Jay, during the football season, multiple games all up and down here.
Yeah, it'd be nice this year.
It's going to be nice. We'll keep that quiet right now. Let's just keep that quiet. But 610-632-0975, again, live at the all-new Sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. If you want to call in, speak about what Jason just said. Players need to play in order to get that live action, get those reps, get everything going for the start of the season, because you have to take those hits. You have to be in that situation.
Yeah. You have to be comfortable with your body.
And especially with the new players coming in. And you're trying to simulate all you want, but that connection to DeSean Jackson, you want to make sure. Some of the blitz pickups from Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard being there, if they decide to blitz in preseason, maybe not. But those are some of the things that you're going to watch. So if you want to speak with Jason about this, 610-632-0975. So this was always your approach when it came to being a player, having to go out there and do what you needed to do.
Yeah.
Never had a worry about being out there and making sure you got the time in during the preseason games. It was important.
No, it was important for me just as a player. First of all, I wasn't as good as Carson Wentz or any of those guys that you named, right? So I had to play because I was on special teams. I had to play, right? So the approach was, you know, that you have to go out there and fight for your job. The message that it sends is that there's guys that are protected, right? So when you have a whole offensive staff or offensive line group or receiver group that's not playing, they automatically know that they're making a team. Right, there's a hunger and a fire that's behind a player when they're unsure about making a team. That's one of those things that makes the team better, makes practices more competitive. If a guy's already know that he's, you know, in the clear, you kind of know as you get older, but you should always feel the pressure of a young guy coming up behind you, because it propels you into being a better football player. And being in the preseason games along with your teammates, suited up, dressed up, ready to go, sends that message to the entire team.
So when you look at what the guys did last week, Eagles fall to the Titans, and we saw the early touchdown from Michelle. A deep catch, right?
Marking,
Marking Michelle.
That was a nice ball, too.
It was a nice... I see, at first, when I saw it, as it happened, you were there, of course, with the alumni and everything. But as you see it happening, and I'm like, oh, that looks like it's short. And then Adoree Jackson just flat out misses it. Mm-hmm. But he put it right there where it needed to be, and it was a very good catch by Michelle as someone who is trying to make the team, as we know. And this wide receiver group is pretty deep, so it's going to be hard to catch it. But if you can make it on special teams, flash a little bit in these preseason games, there's something there. But... Who really stood out for you? There were some defensive players that looked pretty good last week, some of the offensive players. That's Dallas Goedert. We expected him to do what he did. He dominated in a short time being out there, targeted a few times with about four catches plus 50 yards for Dallas Goedert last week. But was there anyone that really flashed for you that stood out as a preseason performer last week?
You know what? I thought Markin did a good job. Michelle did a good job, especially with that play. It kind of changed the momentum for a moment. After they went down and scored. And then when you have Adoree Jackson out there, which is one of the better, you know, corners, elite speed, elite playmaking ability, and for you to beat him, who's a starter out there, I think that's huge. I thought J.J. did a great job last week. I think that he showed some promise with a few catches that he made. And those are the guys that kind of stood out. Defensive, Hester... And was the big fella the ham,
the defensive end,
Hall, yes sir,
yeah,
did a great job. I think that if you can make this team, especially on the defensive line, like with the talent that they have on the defensive tackle and defensive end, if you can make them better in some way. If they can have more rotation, it's just not Barnett and Graham and Curry, and then you can figure out a way to give Malik Jackson a rest and give Fletcher Cox a rest. With those guys, I think their team, the team is unstoppable. So, but to make it you know short, I thought Markin did a great job. I thought J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, I thought Hall did a great job, and those are the guys I like.
Yeah, and Hall, for me, on the defensive end, along with Sweat, I thought they showed some nice signs together, coming together for one sack fumble, forced fumble that they had an opportunity at. Just converging on the quarterback, making things difficult a little bit. Out there, also, when Marcus Mariota was the quarterback, so as we talk about Carson Wentz and the starters not playing, to see Marcus Mariota out there and for them to get that work against them was very promising to see that out there for those young guys trying to find their way, as you just pointed out, with that defensive front being as talented as we think they might be. Those guys are trying to find their way in there as well.
Exactly. But you got to, like, look at the mindset, though. Mm-hmm. Where does Vrabel come from?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. They play. They play.
New England.
And that's how you play the game, right? You play without worrying about fear. That's the only way to play football. Like, there's guys that have been, you know, their backs have been broken, like guys that get concussions. But if you go out saying, okay, I may get a concussion or I may get hurt, you're never going to reach your full potential. That's just not the mentality. The mentality of Coach Reed, Doug Peterson's always fear nothing, attack everything. And if you are going into a preseason game saying, I don't want to play my players because they have a chance of getting hurt, you're sending the wrong message. So now when it's time to say, fear nothing, attack everything, hold on, wait, coach, you're contradicting yourself. Those are things that you should do. You see Vrabel out there saying, you know what, my starter's going to play. I know Mariota's making a lot of money, but he needs the work in order to get prepared for the season. Every game counts. I'm not going to assume that I'm going to be watching. What if Haskins come out and balls, and he's a playmaker, he's a player, and Carson Wentz is not ready because he didn't play in the preseason?
Little rust.
Yeah, it won't be acceptable. And everybody's going to look back at it and say, you know what, you should play your starters in the preseason. Yeah, I believe so, too.
Yeah, Jason Devon Givens live from the all-new sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem, 610-632-0975. We're here for the entire hour getting you set for Eagles, Jaguars from Jacksonville. No starters yet again. Jason's not a fan of it. I was cool with it in game number 1 and 2, but I wanted to see something in game number 3. We still have to wait an entire week for that, but tonight I'm fine with it. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. If you want to speak with Jason about any of this, what he just said about the players getting some time in the preseason, you agree? you disagree. Let us know how you feel. 610-632-0975. And what are you looking for tonight in this game? Who are you looking for specifically tonight? Could it be some of the running backs that you might keep an eye on? Josh Adams lost the ball last week. Someone that you, if you're a fan of Josh Adams, you want to see him pick things up and get things going tonight, because there are a lot of backs out there fighting for a spot behind, as we know, Sanders, Howard, maybe Clement, Sproles, on and on and on. And then the receiver position, the cornerbacks, Sidney Jones out there with Rasul Douglas. Right now, Sidney Jones looks like he has a pretty good grip on that cornerback spot with Jalen Mills not being out there. If you're not able to play, someone is going to take your spot. And we, as we talked about a lot last year, Jay, during the pregame he has to do something.
Well, he has the skills. Sidney Jones has the ability. It's all about if Sidney Jones wants to be physical.
Yeah.
That's all. I've been to the practices at NovaCare, and he has the ability. He's played Deshaun as well as anybody can play Deshaun. Deshaun gets by him. He gets by everybody. But he's broke up passes all over, you know, training camp. And the only thing that you worry about, okay, when someone is going to run the ball at him, will he man up and do it? Or if there's a big fella
like Mark Ingram,
yeah,
Saints last
exactly.
year.
Or if there's a Michael Thomas out there, will he bow up against a big fella like that?
Yes.
And so looking good in the preseason, this is a make or break year for him. You know, the cities is at its point with him, where it's either you play well or you go home. You know, and I think that's the same way with the organization. So he has to play well in order to earn the trust of the city and also the organization.
So when you say he's played Deshaun pretty well, I was reading his story, Tim McManus. We talked to Tim all year last year during the pregame show. Tim, of course, a contributor here on the Fanatic and ESPN.com covering the Birds. He wrote a story about how he is now linked up with someone who works with, I believe, Alshon Jeffrey and a few other Fletcher Cox, some Eagles, where he helped change his running style. Some of the things that he never really noticed that he did until he connected with this particular guy working out. And it has helped change him run and how he's broken off of certain things to help him be a better corner and even break off the ball for those opportunity to pass defenses.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And the confidence is back.
Yeah, that's all you need. Sometimes you need someone to evaluate your game, look at it, and get better. I remember Nelson Aguilar, you know, reaching out to me, reaching out to Ricky Pro, reaching out to a few guys, and just little tidbits of information can help you transform and change your game. It's nothing like, because the talent is there. It's just a tweak for a guy like that. You don't get drafted in a second round after being hurt because he's a first-round player and not have the talent. It's all about something that's as small as changing his gait and running. Maybe he's too long and he has to shorten up his run gait in order to break faster. Those things like that. When you take short, choppy steps, you can get in and out of cuts. It's simple. And maybe they notice, okay, well, this guy, you know, has a really long stride. If we shorten up that stride, he's going to be able to redirect better.
And in Nelson Aguilar, that was after he had that rough year.
Yeah, rough year.
And he found it within himself to reach out to you guys.
Yeah, he began to reach out and seek information, and you give it to him best you can, and you hope that something that you said can help him out. I don't think that it was, you know, one thing in particular, but you know, like a community, you know, raises a village.
Sure.
And he got as much information as he can. I know he was working with Randy Moss this offseason, and I'm pretty sure Randy said something that was pretty great to help him out for this year. The biggest thing for this team, and especially for the cornerbacks, I think defensively, that's one of the areas that people are going to try to exploit. They were bottom of the league. I know in the middle of the season, they were 25th, 26th in the pass. You know, so teams are going to try to exploit the cornerback position. Now, having, you know, Ronald back and having Avante Maddox step up and play big late in the year.
Everywhere.
You know, if you can get Sidney Jones to play, he's the guy. Right? Because in my mind,
does he have the best potential to be, as you said, a potential first-round pick fell because of the Achilles into the second round? Eagles get that pick looking towards the future of having that guy in that group. Is he the one that you look at the most and say he can be the one that's your number one corner?
He has the most potential.
Okay.
Right? Especially with in off coverage, he can see the ball. He has a lot of. When I remember evaluating him and watching, you know, 10 games of his when he was coming out, And he has some Asante-type ability, especially in off. He has some of that. We haven't seen it. I think he's been, you know, shocked of the physicality of the NFL and also that everyone here can run. I think if he can just get some grit, I think that's it. He's grit away from being a great player. He's just grit. Some hood. He needs some hood.
A little bit. 610-632-0975. And I still have my questions every now and then about the cornerbacks overall because you don't have the one that really stands out and say, oh, I'm okay here, and the rest of them, we'll see what happens. We know a lot is depending on the front four and the front seven overall. Yeah. But what about if they don't have their game going at the moment? Can the corners hold up? And allow them to get to the quarterback. And we saw it happen, of course, for the Super Bowl where everyone came together and got it done.
Well, they got killed. In the Super Bowl, they got killed.
We know that was a totally different story. Yeah. Everyone did their job. Everything was all synced. It all clicked. But, yeah, in that particular game, we know it was Tom Brady. It's kind of difficult. But that being said, still give you some pause with some things, especially with Jalen Mills. Who knows what's going on there? And Rasul Douglas never really gets an opportunity except for only at right corner. So that's that.
Yeah, that is that. And Rasul, that's the thing. This team is so talented that there's a lot of young players that won't get a chance to grow and develop because they won't have the game time experience because guys that are in front of them, right? Rasul Douglas played really well down the backstretch to make it to the playoffs and in the playoffs, besides the last game against the Saints. But he played really well, showed some promise. And, you know, the way it's going now, if everyone comes back healthy, he may be, you know, designated to a backup role again and doing special teams. So this team is talented in every area. You draft the kid in the second round at wide receiver, and he may not even play, right? And you have Goddard, and how are you going to get Goddard on the field, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon, and Deshaun and Ertz? You know, it's very, very hard. It's an embarrassment of riches.
Everyone loves 12 personnel now, man.
You want to go 12 personnel and take Nelson Aguilar off the field?
I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. That's the conversation that's going to be out there. That's something that we can get into quite a bit.
If Nelson Aguilar is the most talented third receiver in the National Football League. He's the most talented.
Okay.
And to take him off the field going against a third corner is crazy.
Well, listen, we have a lot to get to. We have more than enough time to do so with the game starting at 7, so we'll run into then handing things off to Pat Egan and Joe Stazak. I am Devon Givens along with Jason Avant here at Parks Casino at the all-new Sportsbook. We will take your phone calls, 610-632-0975. But there's nothing more exciting than football season, people, and this year's better than ever if you're in Pennsylvania. Why? Because online sports betting is officially here. Who am I betting on the line with? That will be Parks Casino and Sportsbook, of course. And Parks has you covered too. Sign up and place a risk-free bet of up to $250 on any game. If you lose, Parks will refund your bet up to $250 with a completely free bet. And Parks Sportsbook has great promos running all the time. On any given day, you can find special bonuses, odds, boosts, bet insurance, and plenty more. How about $250 on the hometown Birds or Sixers to win it all this season? I bet a lot of you out there would do that. Signing up online for Parks Casino and Sportsbook is very simple. And it's easy to add money to your account or withdraw your winnings whenever you want to do so. Just go to parkscasino.com/PA or download the app and use promo code SPORTS to make your first bet. If you lose, Parks Casino once again and Sportsbook will give you a completely free bet up to $250. So here's the deal. You must not have previously placed any wager using your Parks Casino and Sportsbook account. Refund issued as one free bet. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 21 or older and present in PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5, The Fanatic. The place to talk Eagles football. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hottest in the game. Ain't nothing to it. World class. I'm a cut above the rest.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Supporting our entire workforce, everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades. I'm on top, I'm gonna ride.
rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Rise up to the front of the field. This is
Kronos. HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Get it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
Pros like you do it right by buying in bulk to save time and save money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities of the supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices, like 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90 pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more. Plus, save up to 12% when you buy three or more identical Signature Series A.O. Smith water heaters. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work, I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant, my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I am a mother.
Please.
Please.
Please. Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Take the safe driving pledge at OperationOrangeSqueeze.com.
Parks Casino, your hotspot to get lucky and have fun. $80,000 Crazy 8 sweepstakes. Earn entries from August 8th through 24th for your chance to win a share of $80,000 free slot play. Play to win Thursdays, every Thursday in August. Earn 40 entries and play an exciting mystery game at your slot machine. Top prize, $1,000 free slot play. Visit the Excite Center. Squeeze, August 16th. Big Ed Todd and the Monsters, August 22nd. The Australian Pink Floyd Show, August 24th. Gypsy King, September 12th. Tickets on sale now. Visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21, gambling problem, go on to together.
What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 and the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So what are you doing after Fan Fest?
Join Tyrone Johnson for the official Fan Fest after party at Club Risque, 1700 South Columbus Boulevard in Philadelphia. Bring your Fan Fest ticket to get in free, and your first drink is on the house. Must be 21 or older. For details, go to the events page on 975thefanatic.com.
630, 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason Devant, Devon Gibbons. We are at the all-new Sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. Don't forget, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app is now live in PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As we sit here, Jay, I counted with Mike Von Floto here, our engineer, 8 big screens in front of us, in front of these theater seats.
Yep.
Right here. Then the 6 televisions here at the bar area. Man, I can't stress it enough how cool this place is, this all-new sports book, as we broadcast live here until 7 o'clock. Beautiful.
It's nice. This is a nice place, man. I would love to watch a game here, I tell you that. I will. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, we have to find a way to do that, yeah, at some point. Yep, no doubt. 610-632-0975. Again, once again, we're here until 7 o'clock. Eagles and Jaguars tonight, nobody. Basically, is playing none of the starters, the ones that we want to see. Maybe preseason game number 3, we'll have an opportunity to check those guys out. I just want to tell you really quickly before we get to the phones, once again, 610-632-0975. Tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week for a limited time only. Get a dinner for two at Chima Brazilian Steakhouse for only $57. Enjoy the fresh gourmet salad bar and two Rodizio dinners with Gincluz Gaucho service, available now through Sunday or while supplies last. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Let's take a phone call. Check out with John in Ben Salem. We got to get on John for not being here at Parks Casino with us. John, why are you not here with us if you're in Ben Salem?
Hey, we're all about bills to pay, Devon. You know, you got it, man.
No problem.
Your bills, I'm in my job paying my bills. But that is my neck of the woods. I got to pop in.
No question.
I would like to firstly say thank you for taking my call tonight, and good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Jason, I own an Avant jersey. I just want to say thank you for playing. You played hard for us. You were always a chain-moving machine. Get to the sticks. Keep it moving. That's my man, Avant. Thank you so much for all you did, brother.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you didn't take off the Owens and tape on Avant, did you?
No, I didn't tape it on. I took the letters myself. And I don't know how long you guys are going to be apart, but if I can make it up there, maybe I can bug you for a signature on it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Come on down.
I was legit, Salem, you come on down. You were the Aaron McKee to the Sixers for Donovan McNabb.
I love it.
To those Eagles of that
I
Aaron.
I appreciate that, it.
You know what? My
fingers hurt from scooping up so many balls.
The worm burners. Don't say it. He didn't say it. It's all good.
I'm messing around.
And nobody did it better.
It's all good.
The reason I called in, you guys had a question. Players that were trying to peep tonight and trying to get a look at. Maybe players that popped your eye last week.
Yes.
I got two, and they're from the same position group, which I'm not overly concerned with, but I want to keep an eye on because the I feel a little thin at depth in linebacker. But did you guys notice LJ Fort popping pads last year? I mean, that dude was hitting, right?
Yeah, he was. He was very active last week.
He was hitting hard, and I'd like to see that again tonight. There's another linebacker that went as an undrafted free agent named T.J. Edwards. I think that kid could have been picked with a pick. He's got talent. I don't know if his undersized or what led him to being undrafted. But I'm keeping an eye out for him because I think that he has an outside shot of making the squad because of the injuries to Brugier Hill and maybe the thinness of depth. So I was thinking, what do you guys so far, do you have any thoughts on T.J. Edwards? And L.J. Ford, I know, is probably a lock for special teams.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that I could also add to look at while I'm trying to watch tape on them?
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate that, man. What do you think about those young linebackers with T.J.
Ford? No problem. L.J. is one of those guys that has made his living on special teams.
Yes.
The one thing that I do know, the guys that come from special teams, because that's such a brutal position that does not get, you know, called unless it's in front of the ball, those guys that start off on special teams usually become way better linebackers.
Okay.
It's just the nature of it.
Okay.
From James Harrison to whoever else you can think of, a lot of those guys had their beginnings in special teams, and because you're covering so much ground, so when you get into the game, it's hard to get those guys out of the game.
Right.
So if the starters don't want to continue to play, a guy like L.J. Ford to mess around and be in there pretty soon,
yeah,
because he's really, really athletic, and like he said, he's very, very explosive. I had an opportunity to play basketball with him, and he can get up there and throw that thing down,
and what that.
You know, speaks to is explosion. When you can get up there and dunk a ball as easy as he was doing with two hands, that means hip explosion. And when he lays into a tackle with his hips, a guy's going down. So I agree with that assessment. The young guy, you know, to be honest, he's a good player. Those guys won't get a chance to really make this team, you know. So, but that doesn't mean that they won't have an opportunity to play somewhere else. Hopefully he continues to go out and shine. But making this team is going to be really tough at that position.
And what do you think, 610-632-0975, what do you think about the linebacker core right now with Brugier Hill being the third? Nigel Bradham, as we know,
now
bringing in Zach Brown. What do you think of that addition?
You know what? Everyone that I've talked to about Zach Brown says that he's a player. My agent called me to explain some things about him. Won't get into it. Just in there because I asked about certain guys.
Yeah,
And he's a baller. He didn't work out with the Redskins not because he couldn't play. had to do with other stuff. But the great thing is that this locker room is a mature locker room. And I think they learned some things from Michael Bennett that they're going to even be more, you know, cautious when guys come into the locker room. So if he keeps his head on straight, Zach Brown's going to be a baller, along with Nigel Bradham. I don't think, you know, those guys lay people down. Nigel Bradham is a flat-out monster, and I think Zach Brown is the perfect guy for this position as long as he keeps his head on straight.
Well, we saw Zach Brown last week, so when we speak about a lot of the starters, Zach Brown was out there.
Yeah, he's a baller.
But there were a lot of questions. You know, people were saying during training camp that he seemed to be a little overweight.
Yeah.
Wasn't really shining the way people thought when the addition was there, saying, oh, great, they picked up this guy, he got a steal from Washington, but he didn't really look like himself so far through training camp.
What are we looking at when it comes to linebackers? There's two positions that is extremely hard to evaluate during training camp, during OTAs, is running backs and linebackers. You know why? Because they don't freaking tackle, right? It's kind of hard to evaluate a guy that they don't tackle.
To your point.
They do one-on-ones, and you get a guy like Zach Brown against Darren Sproles, of course he's going to look terrible. Everyone's going to look terrible against Darren Sproles if I can't tackle him, right? So I don't really pay attention to those guys being evaluated. I don't know how good Miles Sanders is until he gets out there consistently. And, because you can't evaluate him in training camp. It's just too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, I hear you. But I was surprised when we saw all of those people in street clothes last week, all those starters. I was really surprised that Zach Brown was dressed.
I don't like the street clothes thing. Go out there and make him dress.
Make them dress.
Make them dress because you're a team.
So what's the approach when you know you're not playing? As you said, you had to play some, but later on you were fine. You didn't have to go through all. When you're not playing,
you should.
What's the approach pregame if you're not playing in any of those preseason games as a regular player, but you know you're not active doing anything that night except for talking to each other on the sideline?
You basically have a pregame warm up that turns into a practice. That's what they do. Now, you're not hitting anybody, but for receivers in particular, it's a full-blown game for you because before they make you come out an hour and a half before the game. We'll be ready an hour and a half before the game, and we're basically warming up until they start their, you know, the players that are playing, till they start their warm-up. So that's like an hour of just, you know, running routes, timing, those types of things. It's good for receivers and quarterbacks, right? But for linemen, you know, what are you doing? Kicks, you can't touch people, right? So, you know, those things, that's why you put them on the sideline and you dress them. You know why? Because it makes the team feel like a team. And also, if a guy gets hurt, say two cornerbacks go down, three cornerbacks go down, and you have guys that are on the sideline that they're not dressed, they can't go in the game.
Sure.
You dress everybody just in case of emergency.
Well, there are a lot of players out there, most of them looking for opportunities. So, hey, you have enough. You have enough. 610-632-0975. Once again, Jason Devon and I are at the All-New Sportsbook here at Parks Casino in Bensalem. There's nothing more exciting than football season. And this year is better than ever if you're in Pennsylvania because online sportsbook betting is officially here. Who am I betting online with? That would be Parks Casino and Sportsbook, of course. And Parks has you covered, too. Sign up and place a risk-free bet of up to $250 on any game. If you lose, Parks will, in fact, refund your bet of up to $250 with a completely free bet. And Parks Sportsbook has great promos running all the time. On any given day, you can find special bonuses, odds boosts, bet insurance, and plenty more. How about $250 on the hometown Birds or Sixers to win it all? I know you love your basketball, so we'll get it. We have plenty of time to get into that because we have a lot to say.
Yeah.
But we have a lot to say.
I want the Sixers to win, though.
I know you do. I know you do. Signing up online for Parks Casino and Sportsbook
even on my
is
Bulls
simple. Team. I know, but they're not going to win, so right? Let's just relax. And it's easy to add money to your account or withdraw your winning whenever you want to. Just go to parkscasino.com/PA or download the app and use promo code SPORTS to make your first bet. If you lose, Parks Casino and Sportsbook will give you a completely free bet up to $250. So here's the deal. You must not have a previously placed any wager using your Parks Casino and Sportsbook account. Refund issued as one free bet. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 21 or older and present in PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic. The best place to talk Eagles. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. When you think about summer, you think family vacation, right? What better way to take that family trip than in a new Jeep or Ram from the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Make it easier than ever. Save now during the summer clearance event. Plus, this year only, the summer of Jeep. Right now, get a new 2019 Jeep 4x4 for only $99 a month. That's right, just $99 a month. Or drive home a new Ram pickup for only $199 a month. That's savings up to $16,000 off MSRP. Get the best deals of the year during the summer clearance event going on right now. The uncles over at Family. See the uncles, Greg and Paul. Save thousands on that new Jeep and Ram today at Family. The lowest prices, no pressure experience. The best service after the sale. Bring your family to ours in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Minutes from all the bridges and shore points when you visit Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Listen, you're truly family. That's what you are. No customer, family. You're family. Shop online anytime at familyautos.com. Available on select models. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for detail. Offer ends August 22nd, 2019.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Parks Casino, your hotspot to get lucky and have fun. $80,000 Crazy 8 sweepstakes. Earn entries from August 8th through 24th for your chance to win a share of $80,000 free slot play. Play to win Thursdays, every Thursday in August. Earn 40 entries and play an exciting mystery game at your slot machine. Top prize, $1,000 free slot play. Visit the Excite Center. Squeeze, August 16th. Big Ed Todd and the Monsters, August 22nd. The Australian Pink Floyd Show, August 24th. Gypsy King, September 12th. Tickets on sale now. Visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21, gambling problem, gambling problem.
What a night. Hawks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Hawks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road, exit 595 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are all here for the same reason. Philadelphia Sports, 97.5, The Fanatic.
645, 97.5, The Fanatic. Jason Avant, Devon Givens at the all-new sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. Come on through. Hang out. Eagles, Jaguars about to kick off shortly. I even saw DeSean Jackson out there in uniform. Don't forget the Parks Casino sportsbook. Nice. App is now live in PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 610-632-0975. Coming up next will be Pat Egan and Joe Stazak taking you until midnight here talking about the Eagles, little in-game stuff, you know, going on. We did this last week, Joe Torti and I. It's fun, man. You sit there and you're just basically talking about everything that's going on and trying to get live reaction from the people. It's an opportunity for the people to call in as the game is going on.
Really?
So it's pretty cool.
That can be interesting.
Pat Egan, Joe Stazak, 610-632-0975. Last week, Nate Sudfeld breaks his wrist, trying to protect himself with the fall. First of all, before the injury, with Nick Foles gone, obviously in Jacksonville, he's a starter there, getting a big deal from the Jacksonville Jaguars to be their quarterback. Nate Sudfeld, the number two guy this season behind Carson Wentz. What did you think of his play, Nate Sudfeld, before he went down with the injury?
Pretty well. You know what? I'll take this back to before Nick won the Super Bowl, right? There was a lot of people that was, you know, doubting, you know, if Sudfeld should be in front of Nick, right? There was a lot of people, you know, arguing that.
That year. Yeah, because he played terribly in the Raiders game on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And then it was the Giants game.
Exactly.
And the playoffs against the Falcons, it was a, what, 15-10 game they
exactly.
won?
Exactly. Sudfeld. Then he got hot.
Right.
You know, so I thought he played okay. He made a big play down the field to Markin. But, you know, it seems like we have a history of getting quarterbacks hurt. For some reason, quarterbacks go down in our uniform, and we depend on a backup way too often.
Yep.
And then you ask yourself, okay, is Nate the guy for the job? Because you're going to need your backup in Philadelphia in order to win games. And can he win games for us? It's still to be proven.
I don't know.
He has to prove it. And I know Cody Kessler is not the guy, you know, no offense to Cody Kessler. You know, I don't think that he's going to be a guy that's going to win games. And then you start to talk about what everyone's talking about this week. Should we bring in Colin Kaepernick? All those things, you know, Josh McCown, whoever. The Eagles have to consider making a move. They do. They have to consider it, especially with the Carson's injury history. I don't think it's too much to overcome for Carson, but I think that you have to have a guy that you trust in order to win games. And a guy being out 6 to 8 weeks in NFL, do you trust Cody Kessler to win games?
Now, as we look at this whole thing and it's the 6 to 8 weeks, we're possibly talking about week three. Do you think they need to make a move in order to do you think they need to make a move knowing that you have these three preseason games, a week off before week one regular season against Washington?
Yeah.
And then a few weeks where Cody Kessler is probably your primary backup. Would you prefer that they made a move?
Remember when they say 6 to 8 weeks, it should be 8 to 10 weeks.
All right.
Right?
Fair enough.
That's just how it is, right? The NFL is going to give you the shortest amount of time possible. And they do that in order to get players motivated in order to come back sooner than they actually kind of should. Right. So they give you these time frames that are not realistic. Most doctors would tell you to be out, you know, for a season, but they'll say, you know, 8 to 10 weeks. Right. In order to get guys to come back, and because it's their job and their responsibility to get you on the field, not to pay you for being hurt. So they want you to play. So I'm not sure about the 6 to 8 weeks. A guy has a broken hand and who knows how fast that's going to heal. And when he get hit again, will it fracture again? Those types of things. I don't know. With that being said, do we think that there's a guy that's out there that's better than Nate Sudfeld? Yes, there's a lot of guys that are better than Nate Sudfeld. And if I'm in the business of winning football games, I'm not in the business of making sure that my starting quarterback is comfortable. I'm in the business of winning football games.
Sure.
And because I owe that to the team, I'm going to bring in the best talent possible.
610-632-0975. Let's get in a call here before we hand things off to Pat Egan and Joe Stazak. We head to Bristol, checking in with Kurt here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Kurt?
Coach Al from Bristol, Eagles Super Bowl! All right, man, Jason, I am so glad to hear you're on there. I've been wanting to talk to you for years.
Oh, man.
I'm sure you heard me over the years, all with Brian Mitchell and everything years ago. Remember them days?
I do remember those days.
But it's something else or what? And I'll tell you, I'm so glad to talk to you because you were the unsung hero. You got nowhere near the credit you deserve, man. You carried game. Oh, God. I mean, you just, you know, you were talking about Donovan and making the plays and stuff. I don't know if you realize how many great plays you made and how many third down conversions when things were really tough and looking bad. Well, I'll tell you, you were something else, man. Well, I'm really proud and great to talk to you. I hope you're doing good. I hope things are going real well for you.
I always thought of you
when you went to, I think you went to Kansas City, right? Andy grabbed you a little bit or something there, whatever went on, you know, after things.
It was a good experience for me. I knew my role. My role was to come in and be in big situation. My role wasn't first downs or touchdowns. My role was to get first downs on third down and fourth down. That was it.
Coach Reed explained that. To keep the game going, and man, you did. Or keep it going when things were looking tight. Man, you were. I can't think of what I was thinking of and thought of, what you did. It's incredible. You got nowhere near the credit you should have got.
We're glad you called in, and thanks, Coach Al. Appreciate that, man. See, I still get the love, man.
I get a little love,
No Owens over top of your jersey tape.
They put a vine on it, man. You know how bad I feel? My dad was even selling jerseys outside of stadium with a vine on the back. But Owens jersey with a vine on the back.
Well, listen, man, going into this game, number two, we know there's not going to be a lot of guys out there. What would the approach be for you with these plays? What are you looking for tonight?
I want to see the young running backs, right? They don't get a chance to get, when I say young running backs, but I want to see the running backs play. You got Wendell Smallwood, you got Corey Clement, he may not play tonight because of injuries. He won't play. But you have Wendell Smallwood. You have these guys. I want to see him play. Miles Sanders. I want to see those guys play. Josh Howard. I want to see the running backs because you don't get a chance to get hit. And can we, if something happens to Carson or if Nate isn't out there, can we just give the ball over to the running game and make it work? I want to see those things. What I would love to see in the real world is the left side of the offensive line, how that's going to look.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to see it tonight, but I get to see Dillard.
Looked all right last week.
Listen, I want to see this kid play because he's the future. And we may have to consider moving left Jason Peters to left guard. If this kid can play,
yes,
he's a first-round pick.
Yeah,
you may want to consider moving Jason Peters to left guard. And so that's who I want to see. I want to see Jordan Mailata. I want to see mostly interior offensive linemen. Mostly offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
JJ, I want to see him.
Thega Whiteside.
Yeah. And Sidney Jones.
Sidney Jones. Got my eye on him once again.
Sidney Jones is the most important player in preseason to me. The most important player pretty much for this year.
I'll give you...
If he plays well, he's going to be the most important player.
True. I'll give you another one. We have not seen him as of yet, and that would be Derek Barnett. It'd be nice to see him out there in the field.
We've seen him.
But
not in a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you guys one more time. There's nothing more exciting than football season, and this year's better than ever. Why? Because if you're in Pennsylvania, you can bet now online. Sports betting is officially here online. Who am I betting with online? That would be Parx Casino and Sportsbook, of course. And Parx has you covered, too. Sign up and place a risk-free bet of up to $250 on any game. If you lose, Parx will refund your bet up to $250 with a completely free bet. And Parx Sportsbook has great promos running all the time. On any given day, you can find special bonuses, odds boosts, bet insurance, and plenty more. How about that $250 on the hometown Sixers or Birds to win it all this season? Signing up online for Parx Casino and Sportsbook is simple, and it's easy to add money to your account or withdraw your winnings whenever you want. Just go to parxcasino.com/PA or download the app and use promo code SPORTS to make your first bet. If you lose, Parx Casino and Sportsbook will give you a completely free bet up to $250. Here are the details on how to get things done. You must not have a previously placed any wager using your Parx Casino and Sportsbook account. Refund issues as one free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and present in PA. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. A lot of people to thank. Josh Rabick back at the studio producing the show. Kevin and Matt here on Ground Crew. Thank you guys so much. Mike Von Floto Engineering, as always, doing a fine job. And Joe Z, wherever Joe is now at this point, he probably is roaming around. But thanks, Joe Z. And thanks to all the people here at Park Sportsbook for having us and filling in for Anthony Gargano. Guys, can't stress it enough. Come on down to Parks Casino in Bensalem at this all-new sportsbook. Plenty of seating, plenty of televisions in front of the theater seating and at the bar area. Come experience this. Jay, it's always great to be back with you, man.
Always great to see
always
you,
great.
Buddy.
So hopefully we'll see you soon as we next get week. Ready for football season.
Yeah,
no doubt about
be great.
It. No doubt about it. So coming up next will be Pat Egan and Joe Stazak. They will carry you from 7 until midnight. So enjoy the rest of the night. Enjoy the game. Call the guys at 610-632-0975. Jason Avant, Devon Givens, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.